NPR's business news starts with Blockbuster's bankruptcy. What was once the biggest name in the movie rental business is now in Chapter 11. Blockbuster says its stores will stay open as it tries to fix its balance sheet. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on the long-term future of a company that may not have a future.
In the battle with Netflix and Redbox and video on demand, Michael Pachter says Blockbuster lost.
Blockbuster stuck with, an old model for a little bit too long.
Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities in Los Angeles. In preparation for bankruptcy, Blockbuster struck a deal with most of its creditors to wipe out nearly $1 billion of debt and make it more like $100 million. But he says the company doesn't appear to be preparing for a turnaround, more like a slow winding down.
I think they will offer a streamlined brick-and-mortar offering and probably shorter operating hours and slightly dirtier carpets. And they'll do everything they can to squeeze every last bit of cash out and return it to these creditors who are about to become shareholders.
One of those creditors is billionaire investor Carl Icahn, who is now said to hold about a 30% stake in the company. But Douglas McIntyre, the editor at 24/7 Wall Street, says even smart guys like Icahn are wrong sometimes.
It's very hard to see what the company has left that's highly valuable, including its brand.
5 years from now, does Blockbuster exist in your mind?
I doubt it.
And if he's right, that means the days of aimlessly wandering the aisles looking for something to watch will be gone for good. Tamara Keith, NPR News.